Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Now for our story. The windows of David Bowman's comfortable white house looked directly on the river. In fact, the well-kept lawn, edged with flower beds, sloped down to the very edge of it. Tonight, as Bill Meade sat in a deck chair under a big tree at the side of the house, he could hear every tiny sound the river made. Little waves lapping against the shore a few yards below him. The call of a night bird. Even a snatch of music coming from somewhere across the river. He was thinking how pleasant it was to be here rather than in the cramped quarters he had just moved from at the auto court. It was kind of David to take him in, but that was typical of David. Bill lit his pipe, fell into a little reverie, thinking of his life during the last few years, wondering what the future would bring. And then he heard someone at the gate.
Mr. Bowman?
Hello there.
Aunt Mary.
Is that you, Bill?
Well, none other.
Oh, goodness, you have sharp eyes. Or was it my voice you recognized?
Oh, partly. But that big old moon helped some. Here, Aunt Mary, sit down. Oh, would you rather go inside?
Oh, no, thanks. This is wonderful. Such a nice evening.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Just enough bite in the air. And I've been admiring that moon all the way into town.
Isn't it something, though? If I sound a little foolish, you'll know I'm moonstruck. How's the family out at the Lane Farm tonight?
Just fine, Bill. I left Randy and Peggy squabbling over some game they're playing. Some kind of guessing game. Couldn't see yammering and arguments those two get into.
They must be playing Who Am I? That's always good for a fight.
They dragged out every reference book we owned, deciding who was right. And by the time I left, they were beginning to get Lefty involved, too. As a sort of mediator.
Never a dull moment, huh?
To say there isn't. Bless them. Is David inside?
No, Aunt Mary. He hasn't come back from Huntsville yet.
Oh? I rather expected he'd be home by now. They got in from Miami early this afternoon, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe so. David took Kip straight to the sanitarium. Oh, I haven't seen him yet myself. He was in the bank for a while, but I missed him.
I've been so anxious to know about Kip.
Yeah, so have I. And Mr. Bowman said he'd tell me the whole story when he came in.
Then you did talk to him?
Oh, just for a minute. He phoned to ask me if I'd get in touch with Lily Devon for him.
Lily?
Yeah. He hadn't been able to reach her. You see, she was invited here to dinner this evening, and he wanted to explain that he couldn't make it. It's none of my business, Aunt Mary, but somehow I can't seem to figure that combination.
You mean David and Lily Devon?
Yeah. I was talking to Sarah tonight. By the way, she's spoiling me terribly already.
Well, I don't think it'll hurt to be spoiled for a little while, Bill.
I hope not. Well, this is a grand setup for me, living here with Mr. Bowman.
You deserve it, my boy. After all the time you lived out there at the auto court.
Mm. It was kind of dreary. Oh, gosh. I wish Peggy and I could have a place like this someday.
You will, son. I'm sure of it. You were saying something about what Sarah told you.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing much. I hope I'm not turning into a Mr. Grundy, but... Well, when Sarah mentioned that Lily Devon comes here to dinner quite often, it gave me quite a surprise.
Why?
Oh, I don't know exactly. It's so different. You know, I'm crazy about Mr. Bowman. He's a terrific guy. And Lily's a wonderful girl, but... Well, I just can't see them as close friends.
Because they come from such different backgrounds?
Well, yeah, I guess that's a part of it, anyway. And then Mr. Bowman has so much dignity somehow, and Lily being a glamour girl... Oh, I don't know.
Lily's certainly beautiful, but I don't know that I'd call her a glamour girl, exactly. Lily has a lot of guts to her.
Oh, sure. She's no featherbrain.
But she isn't. Lily's early life, even as a child, is anything but easy. But despite that, Lily has come through it all with a very real philosophy. And she had to do it without much help from anyone.
Yeah, she must have taken quite a beating as a youngster.
That's right. And now she's looking for something else. Some kind of security. Something solid to believe in. And it may be that David's friendship shows a very real need for us.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Aunt Mary. Maybe I've just been thinking superficially. Lily's being so good-looking and so much younger than Mr. Bowman. I can't imagine much excitement in their friendship.
But you see, Bill, Lily's had plenty of excitement in her life already. That's probably why that sort of thing doesn't appeal to her anymore. And Denise, I think she's just as romantic as... Well, it's Peggy, for instance.
Peggy? Well, that's going some. Well, that little future bride of mine is just about as romantic as they come. And boy, do I love it. Oh, here's Mr. Bowman now.
Oh, good evening, David. You're in company.
Well, glad to hear it. Well, Mary, this is a nice welcome home. You and Dave.
Hi, Mr. Bowman. Here, you take this deck chair. I'll sit on the bench.
Thanks, my boy. Mary, you been here long?
Not very. But long enough that Bill and I had a nice chat. I won't stay long, David. You must be weary.
I am, rather. But I'm glad to see you just the same.
Well, I was so anxious to know about Kit.
Oh, I meant to phone you today, but I've been chasing myself around in circles ever since we got back.
And the trip must have been wearing, too.
He was. Although it went off better than I expected. Kit slept a great deal. Then when we got to Huntsville, the sanitarian people met us, drove us to the hospital.
That was good. Can you tell us anything about her condition?
Well, Mary, Kit's all right physically. They even let her get up and dress this afternoon.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. But as to her mental condition, well, I hardly know what to tell you.
Well, what about this doctor over there, Larrabee? Was he able to tell you much today?
I had quite a talk with him this afternoon. In fact, I just came from there now. He insisted on my staying over to dinner so we could talk. Or rather, so he could question me.
About Kit's childhood and so on?
Yes. He put me through quite an inquisition. I was surprised at his interest in her life when she was very small. Hardly more than a baby.
Yeah, well, according to the modern psychologist, that's just about the most important period in a person's life.
And so there is, he said.
Then it's no wonder Kit's having trouble now. Does he think he can help her?
Of course, it's much too soon for him to give me a definite opinion.
Was he questioning Kit herself?
He talked to her this afternoon. He didn't tell me what she said.
Well, knowing Kit as you do, David, would you say there's much change in her?
Yes, Mary. I'm afraid there is. At times, she's completely incoherent. Just doesn't make sense at all.
When you think of the fine person that girl might have been.
Well, Mary, we mustn't feel too discouraged. I'll admit it's quite an upsetting experience, seeing her in her present condition. Kit's always had such a quick, vital mind.
Yeah, it gets you down thinking about it. A person you've been close to. I meant to ask, Mr. Bowman, do you think it would be a good idea for me to visit her over there?
Well, frankly, Bill, I don't think it's advisable. Not just yet, at any rate.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe later when she's better off.
Mm-hmm. Mary, I have an idea. I don't know whether you agree or not.
What's that, David?
I've been thinking this illness of Kit's may be the beginning of an entirely new life for her. When she recovers, she may be a different person. I mean, she may have found her way back to what she really is. To her basic nature and character.
I hope you're right, David. I hope you're right. Oh, is that someone coming here?
Oh, no. So quiet tonight. It's coming from across the river. See? You can even see the car in this moonlight.
Isn't that Brett Cameron's place opposite us?
Yes. I guess Brett's having company tonight.
Oh, that's funny. Looks like Ben Talbot's car.
Yes, Bill, the car is Ben Talbot's. But the driver is Ben's wife, Jessie. She has come to visit her former sweetheart tonight in order to make plans concerning her stepdaughter, Kit. Two sides of the river, and two opposing desires. On one side, David Bowman and Aunt Mary, who sincerely look forward to Kit's recovery. On the other, Jessie and Brett, who are doing anything they can to threaten the girl's recovery, perhaps to bring about her imprisonment for perjury.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.